This is VOA News, coming to you by remote. I'm Gene Randall. We begin in Africa, where a court in Luanda today sentenced the son of former Angolan President Eduardo dos Santos to 5 years in prison in a $500 million corruption case. The report comes from the Portuguese news agency Lusa by way of Reuters. José Filomeno de dos Santos, the former head of Angola's $5 billion sovereign wealth fund, had been found guilty, along with three other defendants, of transferring the money to a Credit Suisse account in London. The trial has been the most high-profile case to date under the anti-corruption drive of President João Lourenço, who took power when Eduardo dos Santos stepped down in 2017 after nearly four decades of rule in Africa's second-biggest oil-exporting nation. Israel says it is history in the making. Palestinians call it a betrayal. At issue, the dramatic announcement of a deal to normalize relations between the Jewish state and the United Arab Emirates. In a nationwide address, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said the agreement would lead to a full and formal peace with the Gulf Arab state, and voiced hope other countries in the region would follow the UAE's example. Netanyahu also said he was granting a request from U.S. President Donald Trump to temporarily hold off on implementing Israel's pledge to annex parts of the occupied West Bank. Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas, meanwhile, strongly condemned the UAE action and says he is recalling his ambassador from the Emirates. His spokesman in the occupied West Bank called on the Arab League to reject the agreement. Iran's foreign ministry called the deal a dagger in the backs of the Palestinian people and all Muslims. And Turkish President Tayyip Recep Erdogan says he may sever his nation's ties with the UAE and could withdraw the Turkish ambassador. The agreement would make the UAE the third Arab country after Egypt and Jordan to have full ties with Israel. In Washington, President Trump described the Israeli-UAE deal as a huge breakthrough and told reporters other similar Mideast agreements are in the works. This is VOA News.